I have been having fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant inspiration, instant illumination, instant all that kind of good stuff. I have lots of fun. People say, is that all you do in your life, just have fun, be yourself and have fun? Oh, it is, yeah. I've been working on my internet relationship, and I have been having a very poor relationship with the internet for the past several months. And my poor relationship with the internet stemmed from one thing. I expected someone else to tell me how to do it. I expected someone else to tell me what I should do and how I should do it and how I should handle it. And because I waited, because I was expecting someone else to tell me to do it, when they told me, I wasn't listening. Because I was expecting them to tell me why my way and tell me what I wanted to learn. Well, finally, I just decided, okay, I am going to figure out how to do this myself. And everything that I had done according to the book and according to my instructor didn't work. It would fail here. I would get a big sign up there and say, ha, 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 we're not going to let you listen to it because you did something wrong. You misspelled something. You mistook something. You're a bad boy. And I was tired of seeing that and tired of hearing that. I didn't want to hear it from anybody ever again. So I went in there and I said, you work because you are a principle. You work because it is a law. It is a cause that I put in motion, and you are just a bunch of plus and minuses, and that's all you are. I'm the one who says what you're plus and minusing about, and you had better be about doing what I tell you. And they said, we have. And you have put us together wrong, so therefore you got the wrong response. And I said, come now, I didn't do that. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You forgot to go back to basics. So I took my new little recorder here, which saved me four or five steps in there, and I said, great, I'll just jump right in there. And so I jumped right in there, and I put the information down, and I still got the response. So finally, I began to do what Daniel and Heinz told me to do, to look at the numbers, to check the numbers on the programs and see what they were doing. Well, now my number should have been 1K. It's a shortcut. It doesn't do anything but a 1K. And a 1K is a snap of a finger or a faster. And I thought it should be perhaps the 154K, which it had been up to then. But it didn't have to even be the 154K. 1K was enough. One little signal in a menu, not a menu, but a macro, was all that was needed. So I had no idea what I was going to do, but I just figured, I'll figure it out. So I sat there, and I went back and forth with my little figures and my little numbers and so forth, and then I played it, and what I had recorded was just gorgeous. Oh my goodness, it was a shame not to get it on the computer. And then I pressed my little macro button, which was 154, and sometimes it was 3,000. And I said, what is all this about? Well, what happened was then, though I changed the renaming of the device so that it would do what I wanted it to do, it didn't change the content. Even though the external was changed, the internal was still the same. It was still the whole program. And so I went back to my original how to create the ASX program, the shortcut, and I did it, and it didn't work. I did it, and it didn't work. I did it, and it didn't. I did it a dozen times, and it didn't work. I'm very persistent. And then, one time it worked. And I said, my God, what did I do? What did I do right? What did I do? You know? And I tried to do it again. It didn't work. And so finally I just stopped everything, went right down to basics again. I said, it's from the beginning we have to know what we're doing. So I went to the beginning program, and I put the information that I wanted on there just the way Daniel had described it in his notes. And that was perfect. I could click on that, and it would make my program start from wherever I had it. Now, that was nice. But then I looked at my files, and my files were all interesting. They were all located in different places. They were jumping all over the place. And why they were doing this is because something wasn't stable. And so I said, hey, now, I am stable. I am stabilizing all of my files, and they are doing exactly what I want them to do, and going exactly where I want them to go. And any file that isn't where it's supposed to be, I'm going to drag it over into the file where it's supposed to be. And I did that. And then I was dragging all over the place. And then, pretty soon, I had a bunch of empty file folders, because I took all the files out. And the empty file folders wouldn't let me delete them, because they say you have to delete them with something in it. So I made a folder, and I put it in the file folder, and then I deleted them. And I cleaned it. Oh my, it looks so great. It looks so great. And then I went right up to the tippy top. And what happened was my two files that I wanted together were together. Now, Daniel always insisted that I not put them together, because it's too easy to click the wrong one and have it come up instead of the right one. But I've got to learn to use my head, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
And so I must, see, he didn't let me know what I was doing. He didn't let me know what I was doing wrong. And so he would just always click it up and make it perfect and make it right. And then he said, now do what I tell you. You know, and I did what he told me. But the thing is, I did something else too, I'm sure. And something else happened, and it went crazy. Well, once I knew what I was doing and what I really was doing, then everything worked. Everything worked. And then I cleaned up all the periphera and got everything in perfect order. And it still works now. It is so beautiful. I said from the beginning that there was a simpler way of doing all these things that we're doing. I have this down now in the last four that I put on, that I put them on in nothing more than 8 or 10 minutes flat. 8 or 10 minutes flat. Uploading it, labeling it, putting it onto the internet, checking it each step along the way. 8 or 10 minutes. I didn't have to sit there 2 hours while it uploaded and another hour while it uploaded and waited, you know, which is really a pain in the neck, because you got to keep alert with what's going on, because if you let it run too long while it's uploading, it'll over-upload, and then people think they're getting a 2-hour file and they're only getting a 1-hour file with a 2-hour space. So I got that all figured out, and Daniel told us about what this is. We can set this on 4 or 5 programs, and one program has it very low, and it's very good, but it's very low. It's long playing, and 277 hours on this fun little chip here. But your sound is not as firm as it could be. It's okay. It's understandable and clear, but it's like a picture with too few pixels in it. The pixels become difficult if you try to blow it up a little bit or enlarge it or play it louder. And so he said the special play was okay. And if we use the special play, the SP, it would be recording at 18 to 20 kilohertz or kiloseconds. And with that recording, we would not have to convert the files over into that when we got them on. So that saved 2 steps on the conversion program. Then several other things came up that I figured out, because I'm a great one for highlighting something and control C and then control V where I want to use it. So zip, zip, it would go so perfect. And some of my other friends weren't used to using that, And you can't do that. You can't do that. I said, well, I've been doing it, and it works beautifully. But you can't do it because you get in trouble. Well, where do I get in trouble? Well, what he meant was, familiarity breeds talent and the ability to do something. The more you type a thing, the more you learn it. The more you type it, the more you learn it. And pretty soon you learn to type these things. Well, I figure the more I control C and control V it, and then just change the last three letters from WMA to ASX, it takes 2 seconds. The other is too many margins for error, because you can have, at every keystroke, you can have an error that you can't even see. And sometimes the dots are so tiny you don't even see that they're there. But I got that all figured out, got that all organized, and I feel just wonderful about it. Now, I'm going to try it out a little longer, and as soon as I feel absolutely confident in it, I will teach Heinz how to do it, and Ellen how to do it, and Sylvia, if she's willing to learn, I'll teach her how to do it, or else we'll send her down to Daniel and him teach her. And then, Ingeborg, you don't need to know that. You're welcome to learn it if you want, but I have other things that I'd rather have you do.
Okay.
So, but it's a demanding thing. The only difficult thing about it is that it requires of us a talent that none of us have seemed to think very highly of. We watched a movie last night which was entitled
Friendly Persuasion.
Friendly Persuasion. It was around 1860, and the time was the war between the South and the North, and the Quakers were living in a small community there, and the film was about their life and the troubles that it encountered with the war going on nearby. And in the whole film, from the beginning to the end, one idea was promoted from the very start, and that is to be one-pointed, to always stand up for principle, always stand up for the Bible, always stand up for what you know is true, never to waver, never, never, never to waver, never to lie, never to do anything that is inharmonious with the moral code of society or the code of the Bible as you understand it. Now, the film, from beginning to end, was a series of violations of the rule. What was the rule? Being one-pointed. A series of violations of that rule. I will not reiterate them here, but as you watch the film, if you knew that one-pointedness was their theme, as you surely should have gotten the message right away, then you began to see all the little areas where it was
violated,
and where they played around with the truth. He wasn't supposed to race a horse. It was Sunday and other things and so on, but he raced the horse. He had his horse, he wanted his horse to beat this other guy's horse, not because of any reason or anything, but just wanted to beat him. And he told his wife that he wasn't racing, you know, and he was racing. And then he went and exchanged his horse, and the woman said that her horse was one that wouldn't slow down, and he says, well, his horse would not, you know, outrun, it would slow down, good. And then somebody looks at the horse and said, this old nag, you traded your good horse for this? He said, yeah, but I got that and something extra, you know, I got something on the side. And the guy says, oh, well, okay, then, you know. Well, now, what did he get on the side? It was presumed that he got money or something of value, dollar-wise. But what did he get?
The organ, a racehorse.
What?
Wasn't it the music? A racehorse.
He got a racehorse.
Oh, okay.
He got a horse that would win him. What do you want to win? And it was just great. And, of course, as with all things that we get, serendipitous, incorrectly, it doesn't work out. What happened right after he got the horse? His friend, whom he raced against, got killed. So he couldn't race the horse against him. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you see, anytime we have programs that require of us principle, and we violate it in any way, we pay the price. And I am applying the principle of one-pointedness to working on this little recorder, and I'm just having great, great results with it, because I am just lovingly giving one-pointed attention to it and not being in a rush, waking up at 2 in the morning and working for 2 or 3 hours with it, or doing things before I go to bed or whatever. And I'm wide awake, full of life, enthusiasm, and joy for it, because it's a wonderful thing to do. And there are no instructions that come with the devices to show how to do it. You have to know the principle, follow the principle, and live it. So, that's what this little thing is. And that's what joy it brings to me. Now, how about you? I noticed in our archives we have a file listing entitled Monk Talks. And it seems to me that it is timely that we consider having a few monk talks. And have you give a talk spontaneously at whatever time I offer you the opportunity, and see what you come up with. And I'm sure you'll come up with some very spectacular sounds that will delight all of us very much. So, have a lovely evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.